Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. It would be our 641st to date. The one today is entitled Trump, the Prophet? Nope. He's in it for the Prophet. You like that? That's a doozy. Well, let's get right to it, my liebchens. Trump is no fucking prophet. Because he's in it for the profit, his own personal profit. Everything he does is for profit. He's no damn stinking prophet. He's all about the bottom line, his bottom line, which is bigger than his fucking white ass bottom. So he doesn't look good in tennis shorts, I'm telling you. Not white tennis shorts, not his best look. He's in it for the goddamn personal profit. Everything he does is for personal profit. It has nothing to do about serving the country, serving the community, serving people, the nation. It's all about what's in it for me, all of y'alls. So it is a personal profit. Everything he does is for the bottom line, his own fat-ass bottom line. And guess what? He has less than 20 days to come up with $600 million in two different court cases, the E. Jean Carroll case, where he owes her, the gentle 80-year-old lady that he raped in a New York department store, Bergdorf Goodman, the late 1996, he owes her a total of $93 million fucking dollars. And in the New York civil fraud case, where the Trump Organization is going to be under a court monitor, retired federal district court judge Barbara Jones, and a soon-to-be-appointed monitor or a compliance officer, he was assessed $454 million fine in that particular case. So that's close to $600 million. It is $600 million plus with all the interest and the penalties and the fees and the extraneous expenses. So he owes three-fifths of $1 billion over the next 3 weeks. And it's going to be impossible for him to come up with that. He doesn't have the liquid cash. All he's got is his big, fat, white ash. Because he's in it for the profit. And that profit is going to be stripped from him. All of his ill-gotten gains and profits over the last 40 years and longer, they're going to be stripped from him. He's going to be forced to sell his fucking profit-laden buildings. False profit-laden buildings. 40 Wall Street, the Trump Tower, Trump International. There's a half a dozen other high-rise buildings in Manhattan alone, New York City, in Chicago. He's got an 80-story Trump building there, office building, and he's got one in Los Angeles, and he's got, a couple of hotels in Istanbul, Turkey. He's got one that's rat and flea infested in Panama City. He's going to be stripped to the studs, down to the studs, after the lady justice is done with this motherfucker. Yeah, he was in it for the profit, and he sure shit ain't no profit. And all of that profit, whoop, poof, is gone like the wind. Gone like the wind. The only thing you'll be hearing is Trump farting it at night as he's reduced to eating pork and beans out of a can in a prison cell, hopefully Guantanamo Bay. Yes. Guantanamo, da 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 dee dee dee. He's going to be in a supermax prison. And it's not going to be in Florida. Hell fucking no. ADX Supermax in Florence, Colorado. That's about 80 miles southwest of Denver. A little town called Florence, Florence, Colorado. It's the most secure prison in the world, where El Chapo is ensconced. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind behind the 9/11 New York City Twin Tower bombings. Ted Bundy, and up until a couple years ago, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. That's the kind of ilk that are housed in that Supermax ADX prison in Florence, Colorado. That's where Trump is going to end up, and he will be handed off from the Secret Service to the U.S. Marshals, which is done all the time. It has been done many, many times in the past. The Secret Service has handed people off, bad people, to the U.S. Marshals Service. They're more than capable of handling one defendant, one individual like Donald J. Trump. So Donald Jerk Trump, that's what the J stands for, or Jerk Off, Jerk Wad, Donald Jerk Wad Trump. There you go. So he's in it for the profit, and he got hung up on hoisted on his own petard because of his profit. His profit was his doom. He is, consider him the prophet of doom. What a schmuck. And all his millions of followers, what are they going to do? Commit mass suicide like the Jim Jones go in Guyana, French Guiana, South America, 1978, summertime? Over 800 people drank the Kool-Aid, and they were poisoned to death. The biggest mass suicide in, I think, perhaps modern history. No, the Trump people will be committing suicide when he loses, not only loses, but he loses thoroughly and is thrown into prison. There are going to be mass suicides right, left, and center. The movement will be known as the suicide bombers. Oh, Lordy. So all them white people out there, just off yourselves. Do us all a favor. Just off yourselves. The world does not need you. It never has never needed you. You are evil. You are darkness. You are the heart of darkness, the river of darkness. Yes, you are apocalypse, definitely an apocalypse, an apocalypse now, and then apocalypse that has been shunted into the past. We're moving forward. You guys are going to stay in the morass, in the deepest, deepest bottom depths of the swamp, the deep, dark swamp, where you should reside, where your leader, Donald Jerkwad, Jerkoff Trump, will reside at the bottom of that swamp, at the bed, the floor of that swamp, because that's all you are, bottom liars, bottom dwellers, all the creepy crawler. You fit just nicely in with all the creepy crawlers on the bottom floor of a pond, scum-laden swamp. Massive morass of water, dark, dank, rancid water. As one finds in a bayou back out there in the boonies of the bayou, that's where you all need to go. Just jump in and end it all. End it all for you, and thank God for us. So Trump, the prophet, fuck no. He's in it for the prophet, and he was doomed by that. He is your prophet of doom, and he's going down, down, down. He will be incarcerated for the rest of his miserable, evil, rat-infested, flea-infested, vermin-infested, shitty little self-body. He has no soul that departed from him before he was five. He's soulless, and he will be homeless, and he will be hopeless. All you Trumpers out there, you little shit fucks. Yeah, you're all shit fucks. So this is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. We slide across home plate, and we beat the throw from the rancid, infested, vermin-infested MAGA Trump supporter center fielder. And he just tore his arm out, making that throw into the home plate. Are you tired of winning, you bitch skanks? You should be. You should be tired of losing, you a-holes. So there you go. Sorry, this is not more uplifting and enlightening, but, you know, the subject matter like this, one can only turn to the darkness, because that's all you guys represent, nothing but darkness. Yes. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I come to meet with you again. Da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, you guys are anything but a Simon and Garfunkel song. You're more like a, I don't know, Dr. Evil. Woo! Good riddance. Get thee hence. All you satanic fools. Let's, signing off. Hasta la vista, shitheads. Where you're going, there is no light. There will be no light at the end of that tunnel. None whatsoever. Hasta la vista. Arrivederci. Bye-bye. The door is slammed shut. Woo!